There we go. Welcome back to another session of Dungeons & Dragons. So, last time, previously, an episode entitled Lion Low. The episode started in medias res with Tony in the spotlight of the Sheriff of Umfaloko. Tony shot a ray of frost at the sheriff, biting her in ice, and then Oliver, being held by Taika, used hold person on the sheriff, causing the sheriff to plummet to the ground, which I just found out this week was not actually what was supposed to happen, but...
Because she still had a fly speed, so she should have just stayed there.
Because she flies from her fly spell, not from her wings.
Does she have wings?
She doesn't have wings.
I was going to say. I missed that one.
Magical fly speeds, apparently, if you get knocked prone, you don't plummet. Which would have non-magical fly speeds do. So.
But it still would have held her in place.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't have plummeted her. Yeah.
So, you all dodged out of the way, went up north, created a distraction of pyrotechnics, and then snuck your way back into Bernice's, where you were told to lay low with Cloudfang and Oliver for a while. Y'all had a long conversation with Cloudfang and Oliver, where it was revealed that dun-dun-dun, Cloudfang was, in fact, Tony's brother.
Oh my goodness!
What?
The discussion was a bit, at times, combative between the four of you. Y'all picked a lot on Oliver, Cloudfang's assistant, who doesn't like being picked on.
He's a tiny tot. He'll get over it.
He's a young lad of 17 or 18 years old, though naive beyond his years.
Yeah.
So, you all compared notes for a bit. Cloudfang gave you the names of your siblings that you had forgotten. And you decided to look more into the wizards and why they have imprisoned you and your siblings. Going through my notes here, it's just a lot of conversation between you and Clef. Eventually, Ruby told you all to split up, and Cloudfang and Oliver went to Ruby's place, and you all went back to the scratching post. The next morning, you went over to Ruby's to collect your payment. You each got 1,000 gold pieces, and found out that Ruby really could have broken him out at any time, but had to put you on it just to sort of evaluate you, test your mettle, see what kind of thievy type folks you were.
It was a job interview.
Basically. She also told you that Cloudfang and Oliver were sent to Arachna to lay low for a bit, till the heat died down. As you found out that the Queen announced that those who had been responsible for the Dogfires had been caught and sent to justice, and it turns out that that was due to some meddling from Ruby, who had convinced the sheriff that Cloudfang and Oliver had been recaptured and sent to Rakkad.
Nice.
There were some illusions. You found out some more about Ruby and her companions, her former adventuring group, and then she gave you another job, asking you to take a small box to a companion of hers in Ajuba, the City of Cliffs. You accepted the job for another 1,000 gold apiece, and are supposed to deliver the box to her companion Isolde in Ajuba when you get there. No rush, but sooner is better.
Mm-hmm.
So, flush of cash, with that cash burning a hole in your pocket, you all decided to go to town and pick up some things. Taika got an Eldritch Claw tattoo. Mm-hmm.
But was it Taika?
I'm sorry, Yana.
Yana, it was Yana.
right? You went to the Go to the Last Drop potion shop, and Tony picked up a healing potion and a potion of growth.
Oh.
Taika considered picking up 2 potions of fire breath, but realized that she needed to buy armor still.
I got one.
Oh, did you put one?
I put one back, but I did get one.
All right.
Yeah, I couldn't support 2, but 1 I could do.
Because they were like 150 apiece, right? Or 250?
something like that, yeah.
150.
Mm-hmm. You went to Bob and Fred's, where Tony got a new wizard's hat with holes for his ears, yeah. And a beautiful iridescent purple blue.
Yeah.
And then you headed to the blacksmith shop, where despite Tony's inability to not to laugh at the names of the items in the blacksmith shop, you were able to trade your chainmail in for a breastplate. You also purchased a bag of 1,000 brass ball bearings.
Balls. But also it was a used breastplate.
Yes.
That's very specifically.
With a patch over the heart. Leaving nothing to the imagination about what happened in the previous. After leaving the blacksmith shop, you two were cornered by the sheriff, who apparently had a deputy watch you leave Ruby's place that morning. You all played dumb, rolled some good deception checks, and she left you alone. Then you went to the stables to buy some horses, but instead of horses, you saw a pair of riding lions. One, a blonde lion with red highlights in the mane that Tony named Harold, spelled H-E-R-A-L-D. The other, a all-gold lion with a thin mane, and now with teal-tipped ears, that is named...
I didn't actually...
Okay.
I'll update it for your notes before the end of the session. Sorry.
Y'all headed back to the scratching post. let Ruby know that her house was being watched that morning, and Cloud Fang received... and Tony got a letter from Cloud Fang. Letting them know that while they're going to lay low for a while, they'll find their litter mates, and that Cloud Fang won't lose her again. Him again. Also enclosed were a 6-pack of paper birds, so you can stay in touch. So goodbye to your friend Van, to Graham and Moore, who gave you a parting Werther's original hard candy. And then hopping on to your new lions the next day, you all took off down the street, over the bridge, and out of town towards Ajuba. And that is where we'll start this session. It is the 7th of Grinning, week's end. You all are on the road to Ajuba.
I figured out the name already. I needed was a little bit of pressure in 3 seconds. Brielle.
How do you spell that?
B-R-I-E-L-L-E.
All right.
And what was the date again?
The 7th of Grinning. It's week's end. It's Fantasy Sunday. You all are on the road to Ajuba. So Ajuba is a 2-day trip from Umfaloko by road. Umfaloko being the sort of crossroads of the free cities, facilitates trade with pretty much every city in the free cities. And so along the road, you're being passed by things like caravans and merchants and travelers. Not as heavy as the road between Tabar and Umfaloko.
Mm-hmm.
It's a less popular road, a little more deserted.
Okay. Is it surrounded by jungle still?
Yeah.
Okay. So this says Jungle of No Return. Is it all the jungle?
The Jungle of No Return is between the rivers.
Between the rivers.
Just that land there.
Oh, wow. Okay. But it's all still...
Yeah, it's
heavily
all...
heavily jungled. Okay. Oh, rainforest, right there.
Yeah. So, okay. If you imagine... The Ho rainforest, but a little hotter, a little more humid. So, you all are paddling along in your lines, getting the occasional salutation from the oncoming traveler, a couple of people gawking at your unusual pair of mounts.
Now that we're out of town, I would have, never mind.
So it's still in the yellow?
Still in the yellow. Yeah. Still Yana.
Right.
I think Yana has a riding lion. My other personas don't.
I can't wait to see how deep this goes.
I'm just trying to do... I don't know. I don't know how deep it's going
to
go.
I like it. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm excited to see how deep it goes with your personalities. So how do you two pass the time, having just left Umfaloko, being on the road for a day's worth of travels?
I think I keep singing to my lion as we're, going along, hark, Harold Lion sing.
No!
Tabaxis are the best.
You're gonna give him a complex.
And Harold just trots along. He's very excited. He loves the songs.
It's funny. At one point, pretty early in the day, I want to be like, so I'm going to see what this thing can do, and I'm just going to have Brielle start bolting to see how fast I go. Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, you take the dash action.
Yeah, just watch it happen. See how, because, I mean, I've probably ridden horses before, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Are horses as fast as lions?
Horses, depends on the horse. The riding horses are a little faster than the lions.
Oh, okay.
They move at 60 instead of 50.
Oh, okay.
But still, it's pretty fast.
Lower to the ground.
Horses have that gait, but these the clip-clop, but these are very, like, you know, when they're running... You know, it's almost like jumping.
Yeah. I want to see what it's like. Not for very long, just like if there's a straightaway, I'll just be like, go. And then I'll wait for you to catch up. Unless you want to join me. No?
Okay. Then I'll just keep going, because I imagine you'll tire your lion out.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll just keep padding behind, like...
Yeah, just a short distance.
And like... I just keep padding Harold, and I say, Harold... Slow and steady wins the race.
As I wait for you at the finish line that I made up in my own head.
Yeah. And he goes, rawr.
It is a warm, it is mid-spring, or getting to be mid-spring, so it's starting to get warm here. But thankfully, you are not walking, you're riding in luxury, so it is... Yeah, it is a fairly easy clop.
Anything in luxury.
Yeah, riding in luxury on your...
Sound like you're talking about a BMW.
Riding lions are basically the BMWs.
I mean, a little bit.
I mean, you can ride your horses, but have you ridden a lion?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry I brought cars into it.
That's all good. So is there anything that you all wish to discuss... having just left the city, your adventures or the plans. I mean, you're heading to Ajuba to deliver this thing for Ruby, but there's also the wizard towers that you're investigating, one of which is in Ajuba.
Do you know anything about Ajuba?
Nothing.
Me either. Yeah, me either. Do I have any criminal contacts there or anyone that I could know to hook up with?
That's a great question. What's your criminal contact ability again? Like, is it just like
D&D Beyond? I'll have to tell me that shit. Hold on. Basically, it's like a criminal underground thing, I think. Features and traits. No.
You have a reliable and trustworthy contact who acts as your liaison to a network of other criminals. You know how to... So basically you have a person who can put you in touch with other criminals. And so you can use, like, corrupt caravan masters, sailors, local messengers. Basically, you know how to get messages to and from them.
So that's not... Really doesn't really count... Doesn't apply to me since I cut all my ties.
Well, I was actually just going to suggest that Ruby could be your new criminal contact.
Okay. Because, I mean, I am working for her.
Yeah.
Because Talia isn't taking my calls. With the whole march...
Well, I'm sure Talia would love to talk to you.
Not a conversation I enjoy, I imagine.
Yeah. I don't think it would be. Alright, so y'all are basically just loping along.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and have you both roll me a survival check.
Okay. Do we get our inspiration back from yesterday, or did we lose it already?
Oh yeah, here's your start of the session inspiration.
Oh shit. Okay. I rolled like garbage for that, but it's okay thing to roll garbage on, I guess. Survival?
Mm-hmm.
10. Rolled a natural 20 when I was testing this die.
14.
Out. Wasted it.
14?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So, yeah, it's an easy road to follow. You're able to set a good pace. As the sun starts to dip towards the horizon and you realize that you're going to have to make camp for the day, you come across a large camp. It's got some small buildings, like a little blacksmith shop, a Wainwright. Not quite like... there doesn't seem to be like an inn or anything, but it just appears to be like a kind of a roadside pit stop, and you see a lot of the caravans are parked here for the evening.
Service station.
Yeah, basically, you're about the halfway to Juba Point, and so this is where a lot of people make camp for the evening.
Okay.
Did you want to camp here, or did you want to go off and be somewhere by yourself?
How does the crowd seem? Is there a lot of yelling, hooting, hollering, or is it like
all... Roll me an insight check.
Both of us?
Sure.
Oh, nice. That's pretty good. 19. Oh, nice. Twinsies.
So you get a feel for it. There's a... The crowd is pretty... There is one caravan that seems to be extra raucous, and you get the impression that the other people are kind of annoyed with them.
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely a caravan that has got people like... All the guards and the caravan masters are deep in their cups and seem to be getting deeper.
Okay. Meh. You want to just stay here?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than us being by ourselves.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's also one of those things, like, if shit goes down, we just have to be faster than them. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty sure we are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, plus, I mean, once we get on our lions. I mean, if anybody tries to fuck with us, our lions are gonna probably fuck them up. I mean, I know they don't know us very well, but this, pointing to the two lions, is a pretty big deterrent, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so basically there's a bunch of hitching posts and almost like a campground, just little spots, like pads for clearings for people to put their tents in. So you all find one that's not used and tie up your lions and, you know, pitch your tents and things like that.
Does this place have a name or anything?
You don't see a name, no.
Okay. Okay. You said there was a blacksmith. Is there anything else?
Just like a blacksmith and a Wainwright, and not even like a big blacksmith shop, but basically like something that's capable of doing repairs.
Okay.
There is like one house.
Probably where the blacksmith and the Wainwright live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys, I will say there is sort of like an area kind of where most, like, would you guys be close to people or a bit offset from people?
Probably a bit offset.
Yeah. Yeah, not super.
I don't need people in my business.
Yeah. We can make our own campfire and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's, like, a fire pit, and there's, like, some outhouses nearby and things like that.
I think I'm going to go into the woods and see if I can find some sort of, like, bird or something for us to roast for dinner.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm only starting to check.
While you do that, I will go make a pass-through, so I'll let you know that before I'll be back.
And you're just going to walk through the camp and kind of see who's there?
Make nice if I have to, but just kind of get an eye on people.
I got an 11.
All right. You're unable to find any game.
Okay.
You get the idea that maybe the noise of the people here has just kind of scared things off for a good radius.
Is there, like, food around, like, there? We've got stuff.
You get some rations.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Okay. I just like fresh meat.
Mm-hmm. If you can.
You do see fresh meat, though. There is that rowdy caravan has a whole pig that they're roasting.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot. I'm not gonna, like, engage or anything. I just want to get a closer eye players in like, basically walk up, look at the blacksmith, be like, do you have anything, you know, just kind of browsing type of thing.
You walk up, you see the blacksmith, a stout dwarven man. He says, you need something repaired?
No. Just, do you got anything for sale?
He says, I can repair stuff. He says, I can, if your horses need fresh shods, I can give them new shoes. He says, if you have a wagon that's broke, he says, husband over there can fix you up. But, yeah, we're not really much of a shop, just more of a repair service.
Okay, yeah, just...
He says, a hearty living, make a few coins here and there.
No, totally understand. Just get a lay of the land. Those guys over there are super fucking loud, huh?
Yeah. He says they're here every couple months or so. He says, merchants of some sort, they view the whole thing as some big holiday.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. Can't say I'm a fan of them.
Have you ever caused trouble?
Nah, they get drunk. They'll peter out here in the evening. They'll start passing out one by one. Can't hold their liquor, the fools.
It's very strange. Okay, cool. Well, have a good night.
He says, though, if you're hungry, he says they're pretty generous with their pork they're roasting.
Yeah, I'm not here to make friends. Oh, wow, is that food?
Mm-hmm. Pause. All right, if I recall correctly, you were walking through the camp. You just got done talking to the blacksmith.
Mm-hmm. Being nosy. Mm-hmm.
Hush. when you head back to the camp, you see two people standing nearby it, a halfling and another dwarf.
Can I help y'all?
The halfling, a woman, looks at me and she says, well, hello. Are those your mounts?
Yeah.
She says, okay, can we pet them?
Well, I mean, that's really up to them, honestly. We bought them this morning, so best of luck.
They look at each other. And the dwarf says, oh, I'm not going. You just want to have a day. That seems like a terrible idea to me. The other one, the halfling's like, well, what do I need two hands for? So she goes, going to go up, and she's going to make an handling check. And she goes up to Harold and gets a natural 15 on her animal handling check, and so she's able to pet him. She says, quite the unusual mount. She says, how do they ride?
It's very interesting. It's not at all like a horse.
Cool.
I took Brielle, had her just run as fast as she could, and it's not a run, it's a this. It's something.
Her eyes roll wide. She says, that sounds amazing.
Pretty cool.
She said, did you pick them up at Umfaloka then, or?
Yeah, they were the only two there, though.
Wow. She looks disappointed at that. She says, well... That's where we're headed.
Pretty big city.
So maybe we'll get more in.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Well, thank you so much for letting us pet your mounts.
Yeah. Can I roll an insight check? Were they there just to see my animals?
I think I would roll an insight check.
Not bad. I don't know. 13 insight. 14? Eh. Yeah.
You don't detect any nefariousness.
Okay. Excuse me.
They are pretty unusual mounts, especially for non-Lian in the B riding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Figured as much, but, you know, worth a shot.
So they take off, and about that time, Tony, you arrive back from your failed hunt.
Am I riding back, or...?
No, arrive back.
Oh, I thought you said ride back, and I was like, but you said they pet Harold. What was I riding?
You arrive back.
Okay. Well, hello!
Hey, how'd it go?
Not so good.
Okay.
And they show my empty hands.
Yeah, it happens. I walked around, there's Nothing going on. The loud folks are just loud because they can be. They don't sell anything here, and a halfling and a dwarf stop by to pet our lions. Neither of them lost their hands.
That sounds suspicious. Why would you pet somebody else's mounts?
I mean, you don't see riding lions ever, I think.
But why would you pet them?
Oh, I told them they could try.
I mean, it's dangerous petting a stranger's horse, like, let alone a lion. What are they, stupid?
The dwarf was smarter. He decided he didn't want to do it. The halfling said, and I quote, "What do I need two hands for anyway?" So, I mean, if that's the way you live your life, that's the way you live your life.
It sounds like a weird interaction.
I mean, our bags and stuff weren't, like, on the ground or anything, right? Nothing they could have gone through.
No. You keep everything on your person.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm just... I can't say that if I saw a riding lion, I wouldn't be like, what the fuck?
Oh, same, but I wouldn't, like, go, hey, can I pet it? Like, I'm not a child.
Breastplate.
Bit. Huh?
What?
I'm still not a child.
God. Alright, so you all have a meal, settle in.
Mm-hmm.
It gets dark. A few hours after nightfall, yet another person comes up to your camp.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a human woman. And she's got a look of grave concern on her face. She says, "You haven't happened to see a 14 to 15-year-old boy around here, have you?"
Have I?
Roll me a perception check.
Me too.
Sure.
Nope. Even with a plus 3, that's a 5.
16.
Yeah, no. You haven't?
No. Mm-mm.
She says, "Well, if you do, could you send him back towards the Red Wagon, let him know his folks are worried about him?"
And she's a human?
Yeah.
Okay. She's 14 or 15. What's he look like?
He's short for his age. He's 5'2". You know, he's got tan skin, long black hair tied in a ponytail, a sulky attitude.
So, you know.
Smells bad.
Smells bad, okay. Mm-hmm. And the Red Wagon, is that the one that was making all the noise?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, if we see him, we'll send him back.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. She goes along to the next camp, and you hear her asking them the same question.
Did I see the kid earlier, like, running around or anything? Or did I see their wagon earlier?
What'd you get in your perception check?
This most recent one?
Yeah.
A 2.
No.
But, like, earlier today, like, when I went to the blacksmith, did I see their red wagon?
You saw the red wagon. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So this
just
isn't...
Just not the boy.
This isn't somebody who just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What'd you get in your perception check?
15.
You recall, like, shortly after arriving, you think seeing somebody like that walking around.
Okay. But it's not like I saw him being taken or going in a direction. I was like, hey, that's a thing to note.
Yeah. Nope, you just remember, oh yeah, there was a boy I saw walking around earlier that day.
About what time is it when she approaches us?
It's like 8 in the evening.
Oh, okay, so not that late.
But
yeah,
it's dark.
It's dark. It's just a few hours after nightfall.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, sucks.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out, I guess.
Okay. All right, so what do you just head to bed?
Yeah, I mean, we'll make some dinner and... kind of hang out and figure out, like, what our plan of attack is for tomorrow. I mean, there's not much other than we're heading toward Ajuba, but, like...
Well, do you want to... We probably need to drop the thing off first, because I don't... Hot potato, you know? I don't want to keep my hands on it too long.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. And then, once that happens, then maybe we'll do some checking around to see what kind of...
We could probably talk to the person we're handing this off to about what the lay of the land is,
yep.
who this old bitch in a tower probably is,
yep.
that sort of shit.
Yeah.
Kind of get an idea of what we're looking at. Because any contact of Ruby's is probably going to be a good contact.
Mm-hmm. And how's the noise for the noisy group going?
They're still drinking and talking and laughing. And...
Okay.
My inner Caitlin is like, I'm going to go say something. I'm going to say something. It's like I don't give a fuck, though. Whatever.
I think it'll be a good kind of barometer if that noise just, like, suddenly stops.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Blacksmith. He said that they'd quiet down after a couple hours. He said they're kind of idiots who just like to drink and think being merchants is some sort of game, which is weird to me, but whatever.
Well, wasn't it some sort of, like, a holiday or something?
No, I think they probably just travel with a big enough group, I assume, that they can kind of do whatever the fuck they want, you know?
Fair.
So, we'll see how it goes. See how the night turns out. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. Are you sitting and watching, or are you both just going to go to sleep?
I'm going to go to sleep. I mean, it doesn't really seem like something we need to have somebody sitting and watching.
Yeah, I mean, there's just two of us, so... To get a full night's rest, we'd have to be here for, like, ever, right?
No, you'd be able to... Because a short rest doesn't necessarily mean that you have to... Or a long rest doesn't mean you're sleeping the entire time.
Oh, okay.
It just means that you're not, like, exerting yourselves.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, yeah, I would say probably let's do a watch. Just, like, one of us go to bed early and then wake up early, that sort of thing.
Okay. Do you want the first watch?
I can take it.
We'll go to bed.
Okay. So, what's my perception check?
Do better! Nope. Not great! 7!
Okay.
Love it. Oh, wait, no, I'm getting ready to take... Hold on a second. Nope. Cannot use it for that.
Ah, your superiority
guy. Yeah, cannot use it for that.
All right, so most of the first few hours of your watch, you just hear laughter and drunken people being drunk.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you hear somebody go over and yell at them to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it gets quiet for a bit, then it gets louder for a bit, then somebody goes over and yells at them again to shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then they eventually dies out. After it dies out, you hear in the woods... Just a voice going, Willow?
Oh, shit.
Willow? It's their toy.
Oh, okay.
And you look and you see, like, a lantern bobbing through the woods.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right. And there's no other sort of movement? I mean, obviously, my perception roll, whatever, I guess.
Well, we've got dark vision, too.
Yeah.
Well, it only goes out 60 feet.
I rolled a 7. Not right. Much getting past that.
Do you do anything, or do you just,
Not unless I hear screams or something.
Okay. Near the end of your watch, Willem, you know, kind of, the lantern comes back to camp, and, and it's quiet.
Okay.
Well,
that's too bad. Kid fucked around, probably finding out.
Alright, you switch watch with Tony?
Yeah!
Tony's gonna roll me for a perception check.
I let you know about them looking for the kid in the night.
Yeah. 18.
Nice.
Okay. Shortly into your watch, Tony, the wind shifts. And your keen cat ears just perk up on... Carried in the wind is just a voice. And it sounds like somebody's casting a spell.
Hmm.
Or someone's. Multiple voices.
Can't remember.
No. Also, now it's the 8th of Granny.
The morning.
So it just became the 8th of Grinning?
It's after, yeah, it's after midnight.
Oh, okay.
Can I tell what kind of spell it is?
Roll me an Arcana check with disadvantage, just because you only heard. It's hard to make out the words.
Seven.
You're not sure.
Do I see anything in the dark?
Not within your dark vision range.
And even just, like, kind of walking around the perimeter of our camp, nothing?
No.
Okay. We'll just kind of wait and see.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything else I can do.
Does it sound really far away, or...?
It sounds like it's coming from somewhere in the woods. And it definitely had, like, a chanting quality to it.
They're ritually sacrificing the kid!
Yeah, I don't think I have anything that'll help me. So, just wait and see.
Okay, just gonna sit there.
Yeah.
All right. You sit there, and then it's morning.
Shit. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
You could have gone for to woke me up.
You could have gotten to investigate, but
I know.
But you don't, so.
That's it.
Well, poor kid.
All right. Well. You guys take off the next morning?
No money, no problems. I'm sorry, I know you probably prepared something for that.
It doesn't matter.
Alright, we take off.
Alright, so you mount up and head back. Down the road to Ajuba, the caravans... the rowdy caravan's still there when you leave, along with the red wagon. Mm-hmm. But most of the other ones have... taken off earlier than you all.
Does the people in the red wagon, are they, like, packing up or anything?
No, they're,
They're all gone.
No, they look to be mounting some sort of search party.
Oh, shit. Kids still missing, that's crazy.
See, that's why you shouldn't have kids. You'll lose them.
They just run off.
You get sacrificed in the woods. I heard some, like, spells last night. There was some bad shit going on.
You could have woke me up for that.
Why? What are you gonna do about it?
We could have helped. I don't know. I love to fucking punch things. If there's ever an opportunity for me to stab something with one of my swords, let me know about it.
Fair enough.
I am down.
Next time.
Okay, so, as you start to head down the road, a light rain starts, causing the spring heat to, become muggy.
Blech.
Gross.
Good thing I got my new hat.
Is there anything you all talk about on the road, or is it just another quiet day?
Yeah, I think probably just thinking about what happened to that kid, and we'll probably come up with some really fun theories about goblins and ghosts and witches and wizards and paladins.
As someone who has, in fact, been kidnapped by a wizard, you're very laissez-faire about this.
Well, I've got first-hand knowledge of how it all happens.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't have minded.
Well, I mean, when you know better, you do better.
What?
I didn't know! I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Doesn't seem to be directly affecting me. So, good luck.
Alright, so, as you all are riding along the road, roll a perception check.
Okie doke. Rolling like garbage. Oh, that's not bad, actually. 15? You said perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15.
This is maybe like 3 or 4 hours into your road trip. As you guys are going through the forest, you hear just a rumbly sound.
Okay.
You feel, and you notice that your mounts start to tense up and kind of sniff and huff around.
Okay. I give Brielle some lead and see where she's sniffing at.
She starts to kind of growl. And as she does that...
I'm going to go ahead and dismount.
Okay.
Before whatever happens.
As you dismount, you see this large creature burst forth through the soil with these large pinchers.
Does this look like something I could stab and it mean anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll for initiative.
You don't have a choice, bitch! Oh, no, that's a bad initiative.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to defend yourself. or you could just sit there and watch.
I could.
That's what it looks like, the thing that...
Oh, no!
I like to watch.
Oh, hells to the no.
Alright, so... You guys are on this sort of muddy road.
What is that thing called?
I know
Taika doesn't know, but...
It's an Ankh egg.
An Ankh egg?
Yeah, Ankh egg.
Let me see.
A-N-K-H-E-G.
H-E-G?
Mm-hmm. Ankh egg. Yeah, it sounds like an Ankh egg.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah, it's...
I mean, it's not too far. A-N-K-H-E-G.
You want to put a little die out there to present yourself? Yeah, A-N-K-H-E-G.
I mean, it basically is Ankh egg. One of the dice that I'm not going to use. This guy.
I don't know. What am I not going to use? Oh, this guy.
And this is the road?
This is the road, and then there's just trees along the side of it.
And where did he come out at?
Put your dice in there, like in the center.
Okay. Well, put me where you think I am, then.
Alright, so you guys are here. We'll just put you right in the center.
Do you want something for our mounts, too?
Are you dismounting, or are you staying on
Harold? I am dismounting.
I'm staying on Harold.
So.
I'd have been standing right next to her.
And we'll do this for the Ankh egg, which is, I believe, a large thing.
Literally right in front of us or right behind us?
Right beside you.
Just like.
So it's large, so it takes up all four of those squares.
Oh, no. Okey-doke.
All right. And so, what did you get on your initiative rolls?
I got
10.
14.
So Tony's got a 14. Yana has got a 10, you said?
Well, I'm Taika because we're here.
I just need a different letter.
Oh, it's fine. It's
y'all,
fine.
All our T's.
That's fine. That's fair, yeah. So.
And then the Ankh egg rolled a 1.
Nice.
So it goes at 1. And then Brielle got a 7, so it technically goes there. All right, so this creature emerges from the soil. You all are surprised the first round, so no longer surprised, no longer surprised. That's what you spend your turn doing, being no longer surprised. It's turn.
Dislike.
It kind of pops out of the ground with a kind of a chitinous skitter.
Nope.
You see antenna that are twitching and sensing all of you around it. And it is going to... let's just start with a bite. It's going to bite you... easy prey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
AC 11.
Miss. 15.
Okay. So it, it's, pinchered, mouth comes in at you and you're able to swipe out of the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's its turn. What's up, Taika? Or Tony, sorry. Mm-hmm.
I think I can move and cast a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think the first thing I'm going
to... So you're adjacent to it, so if you move away from it, it will potentially get an attack of opportunity on you.
Oh.
You can still move, just FYI.
Mm. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Brace. Creature moves into my range. Spend a super die to attack. Could I have done that whenever it... Or is it surprise?
Because it's...
I can't be surprised. Also,
oh, well,
I took alert.
Oh, yeah, you have to remind me of those things.
Yeah, I forgot. Can't be surprised, no advantage by unseen attack.
So because you can't be surprised, your brace would work.
Okay.
So you knew something was coming.
Okay.
So if you
want... Would I also get my first turn?
Yes, you'd get your first turn.
Okay, so I technically get brace and my first turn.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you still have the... Can you keep riposte or do you replace riposte?
I replace riposte with the tactical assessment. So, brace. Fuck. 15 to hit. Wait, is that a 15? No, that's a... Yeah, that's a 15. So, that's... 1d8, and since I'm using brace, that's 2d8.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 7, 11 points of damage.
Nice.
And then for my actual attack,
mm-hmm.
First attack. Oh, it was on a natural 20, and it flipped to a goddamn 2.
Boo.
8, I am assuming, does not hit.
8 will miss.
Okay, that's a 20, a lot, 24. So that one. That would have been a 21 to hit, but it's still a d8. 6, 9 points of damage.
Okay.
On that one. Yeah.
It's bloodied.
Nice. yeah, okay. Your turn. Sorry.
So its turn. It missed. Uh-huh. It's going to go back to Tony.
Oh. Okay. Is there anything around me?
There's trees on
there's
the
trees,
on the edge of the
and
room.
Then there's
your mount that you're on.
I'm not gonna do anything to him. He's my friend. I forgot about my tattoo. I think I'm gonna do Ray of Frost.
Mm-hmm.
So roll.
Yeah. You're adjacent to him, right? Yeah. I think ranged attacks get disadvantage if you're attacking somebody adjacent to you. Let me double check that.
So should I do something where I have to touch him?
Could just take a step back.
Well, if you shock and grasp him, then he'd lose his reaction and he'd be able to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Should
yeah.
I do that?
Shock and grasp is pretty great because you don't have to take an action to get away from him.
Yeah.
You just, if it attacks, he loses his reaction so he can't attack you.
Okay.
It's a good one, yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I was thinking shock and grasp to start, but then I was like, oh, I don't know if, like, touching him would put me in more danger, but it sounds like it's a good idea.
Typically, yeah, melee attacks don't put you in more danger, just as a rule.
Okay. I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, shocking grasp. Lightning springs from my hands to deliver a shock to the creature. Depending on how I roll, I'm going to take my inspiration.
Alright, what'd you get?
I got a 3.
Alright, take that back.
I got a 10. And then...
Plus your spell attack modifier.
That's on the top of your spell page.
Like here?
No, it'd be in your journal.
So many pages.
There you go. Spell attack at the very top there. Plus 5?
Oh, yeah. So what was it?
15?
15 will hit.
Good. And then 1d8. Which is... this. No.
This one looks like two pyramids on top of each other.
Two pyramids on top of each other. Thank you for being nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, bud. Oh, hi.
Six.
Okay, so it takes 6 points of damage, and then it loses its reaction, which means that it can't take an attack of opportunity on you.
Yes!
So run away!
Yeah.
Run away, Squishy! Run away!
So, can I... I've got 60...
50. 50 on the line.
Mm-hmm. So that's 10 squares.
Okay. So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6. I think I'm going to stay here. That way I'm still kind of...
Yeah, and just really quickly, before you go all the way, take a look at your spells and make sure what you want to do...
That's what I was thinking.
...is in range.
Yeah.
All right, so you pop over to the tree line.
Yeah.
What's up, you, Tekka?
Awesome. So I forgot about my tattoo, so as my bonus action, I'm going to empower it. Each of my melee attacks can reach up to 15 feet away now.
Mm-hmm.
As an inky da-da-da-da-da-da, plus an extra d6 of force damage when I hit. So since
I'd say you could have activated that last turn if you wanted to do the extra d6 on your...
No, because I used my bonus attack to attack twice.
Oh, right.
It's two-handed.
Right.
So I can only attack once this turn, but I am definitely going to use Action Surge. Since I have... he hasn't had his turn yet, I am going to go ahead and back away another square, right? Because mm-hmm. that would get me 15 feet away and out of his range.
So to there?
Oh, I thought I could only get one away.
Well, if you're moving, you move. You can go.
But I need to be within 15 feet of him.
Yeah, so right now, so that's 5 feet away, 10 feet away, 15 feet away.
Ooh. Doesn't he only have 4 squares?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So with that, one attack. Yeah. So attack. That doesn't hit. Yeah, that's a 9. Damn. Can I spend my inspiration to reroll that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking do that. Use a different dice. Oh, yeah, that hits. A 16 plus 6.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. Since I only have one attack, I meant to say this. I'm going to use my longsword two-handed.
Yes.
So I can only use it once.
So d10 plus a d6?
I don't need d10s. I don't need d6s. I like how that's a whole conversation I had with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 8, 12 points of damage.
Nice. This thing is looking pretty hurt.
Good. Fantastic. So that I moved and I attacked. Had my bonus action. Oh, action surge. Duh. Also going to action surge. Fuck! Does an 11 hit?
No.
Balls! Okie doke. That is my turn.
Alright. Brielle's gonna get away from the weird creature. Kind of stalks around in
a
bit of a circle.
Right.
So it's there. This is going to move down to there.
I can track where he is now.
And he's going to open his mouth and the spray of acid shoots out.
He just moved back into my range, didn't he?
Yeah.
Brace. I love this! It's great! Okay. 17?
That'll hit.
Two-handed again. And I get the d6 because it's... Two-handed d6, yeah, okay. Because it is still active. Oh, is that a 1? Fuck that. So that's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And then you were talking about some sort of regurgitation that you were about to throw at me.
Yeah, it just shoots this line of acid. Need both of you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, shit, you're not far enough away. Shit. Dex. Oh, natural 20, motherfucker. I would like that back. I like this roll a lot.
Yeah.
Dex.
You're a cat, right?
For both of you, actually, need to make one.
Wait, I need to make another one?
No, her and her mount both need two.
Oh, does Brielle need
to make one? Should I do two?
No, Brielle's not in the line.
Oh, okay.
So...
one for you, one for Harold. Yeah. Which one's which?
This one is my mount, and this one is me.
Okay.
16 and 7. So this was me, this was my mount. Minus...
ooh.
What did you say, dexterity?
Yeah.
So it's a minus 1, so 15 and 6.
And at your lion has stats.
Like, yeah, he has his own.
Oh, that's right.
Dex is plus 2 for them.
Right, so the lion's going to fail, you'll succeed. What'd you get?
Wait, what?
You got a natural 20.
Yeah, so he got 9.
Oh, yeah, I got a natural 20.
And I got 15.
I thought he rolled higher than you for a second. I was like, how did... what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I rolled higher.
Okay, so... No. So, Harold takes 11 points.
No!
Mm.
You take 5, and you take 5.
5? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dislike.
And that's acid damage.
Right.
Alright. And it is going to burrow back into the ground. So it goes down.
Do I get an opportunity attack?
Yeah, it leaves your range.
But I don't, because that would use my reaction to attack it, or no?
Did you already use your
brace?
Action.
Yeah,
so
is
not,
a reaction.
You will not get an attack roll.
Okay, that sucks.
Well, I mean, I got
one attack. Yeah.
How many? How much damage did Harold get?
He took 11. He's got 20. He's got 16 26. Points. 15 points left, I think.
Okay, I'm trying to find where I put his card.
Is it in your folder?
I thought so, but I couldn't see it when I looked real quick.
Oh, it's underneath your folder.
Hey. So I'm going to put Harold dotted line.
Well, that's a good idea.
And he is...
oh, I can just put him here. Okay. I need to make you a new book, but you don't want one, right? Okay.
And then you said he lost 11? Or how much?
11.
Lost?
Yeah. Yeah. Your resource track has come in handy there.
It's amazing! Okay, sorry. Carry on. Okay, is it... whose turn is it?
It was the Onkeg's turn, so now it is Tony's turn. So
he's just gone back into the
ground. 10 feet, he's 10 feet down in a hole. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it rumbling like he's moving?
Yeah. Yeah, he burrows, but he burrows very slowly. So
okay.
He can only burrow 10 feet per round.
Oh, okay.
So he's 10 feet down. He is running away.
Good.
He's running away?
Let's kill
it
him.
It seems to be, yes.
Motherfucker!
Like, why did he even attack us? I guess that's...
because you're food?
Yeah.
Well, he was trying to eat us. Okay.
Yeah. It's its intelligence is 1. It is a creature of...
food. Abundance. Food only.
Yeah. So you can't see it right now, Tony, just so you know. You'd
right.
You'd have to get...
I'd have to move over.
To the
Where
hole.
Is the hole?
I'll draw it in there. Oh, there's another one over here, too.
But he's... like, I can see him through that one.
You can't see him unless you're adjacent to the hole. But yeah,
right, but I mean, if I went to the hole, I could see
him. Yeah, he's in that one.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go over to the hole, and I'm going to cast... can I do Witch Bolt?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the distance to move?
It's 30 feet.
Oh, she's 60. 50.
Yep. So she has no problems getting...
oh, okay. It looked further than that for some reason.
Nope. No, because of the acid spray. She is literally right on the edge of the end of the acid spray.
Okey-doke. Cool. Fuck him up.
Yeah. So Witch Bolt. And what was I doing? It's 19 plus
5.
Oh, that's right. I wrote it in my spell.
Yeah.
So, well over 20. 24.
You'll hit.
Okay.
Nice.
And then 1d12 is the...
the one that looks like a d20 but isn't.
Yeah. It's the weirdest one.
3.
You shoot your witch bolt at it, and it, it's, what kind of damage is that?
Lightning damage.
How do you imagine your witch, what do you imagine your witch bolt looks like when you cast it?
I imagine it's just kind of like a black lightning bolt that, like, cackles.
Alright, so you cast the spell, and the black lightning bolt shoots into the hole, and it, you know, kind of shoots through the creature, and it falls dead.
No, nice. Nice.
Got him!
Ankh egg. Well, that was disgusting.
Yeah, that was,
Shake
Harold,
off the acid.
Are you okay?
His fur is a little, like, acid burnt.
Aww. Let's get you washed up.
Okay.
Yeah, we can probably, like, find a stream or something to clean him off, right?
Poor Harold.
Alright, so yeah, you're able to clean him up. The Ankh egg buried itself. As you look into the other hole, you can see it's a tunnel that extends deep and far.
Mm. Gross.
The smell of death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gross. Let's get on out of here.
I kind of want to see what's in it.
Does it look like a tunnel that would be reasonable for lions to traverse?
I mean, it's large. Yeah, you could...
I mean, I'm just curious what's in there. Which is in my nature.
I will... Does it go straight down?
It kind of goes at an angle.
Okay. I'll look in there and see what it, like, looks like. But you in a confined tunnel along with your hurt-ass lion seems like a problem.
Oh, no, I leave Harold out here. He needs a breather.
So I'll jump down in there, and what can I see within 60 feet? Just more tunnel?
More tunnel.
Does it smell worse down here?
It does.
Absolutely not. I'm not doing this. I climb out. It's disgusting. It smells so bad.
Fine.
It smells so bad. Don't you smell better than me?
I do, but I'm also extremely curious. I'm a tabaxi, after all.
You're not that curious.
Very curious.
It smells so bad. So bad, Tony. I will not be helping you with that. Mm-mm. Nope. That's my line.
Okay.
Gross.
Come on, Harold. Let's go.
I'll gather up Brielle.
Okay, so you hop back on your lions and saunter on down the road a ways. It's been, aside from the rain, which is still going, it is an otherwise pleasant day. Get the idea, there, you don't get a lot of travelers coming past you. You get the idea that the rain is probably keeping them off the road.
Like, they've just probably holed up for the day, or they're, like, walking in the trees. That's not smart.
No. They're okay. Just like, if it's raining today, let's just go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way of things.
Okay.
And as the sun gets low in the ground again, you come upon a city.
Nice.
And actually, you see, before you see the city, though, you see, looks to be a very blue horizon line, and you realize after a moment that that's not the horizon, that is the ocean.
Oh, cool.
Nice. And as you get closer to Ajuba, you start to hear the sounds of seagulls. The air begins to smell like salt, and... You start to pick up the bear's smells of, you know, fish and ocean smells.
Nice.
Okay.
It smells lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does it smell better than Tabar?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a cat? Well, no, I guess not Tabar. I was thinking Umfaloko. It smells like cat pee.
Oh!
So you...
Humanoid cats, not cat cats.
So as you get close, you see the sun creeping towards the ocean, creating a beautiful display of orange and pink on the horizon, reflected in the waters of the ocean. You see this city You see a large wizard's tower. And for what you know about its population, the city seems small. But as you get into it, you see a large fighting arena. And then as you walk along towards the ocean, you see a sheer cliff with all sorts of buildings built into the side of it, and a path that zigzags up and down to a beach where you see a large ship dock filled with ships on the ocean. You see there's a couple of large elevators that go up the cliff that people seem to be riding, and other people seem to be walking up the cliffside highway.
That's cool. Is this the one with the city under the water?
No, that's Yemaine.
Okay.
This is the one with the Aarakocra.
Okay.
So as you're standing there on the cliff's edge looking down at the city below, you see an Aarakocra man kind of walk up beside you guys and leap off the cliff.
Oh, okay.
And spread his wings as he glides down to one of the houses on a lower level. Just in the water, you see a large island that's covered with birds, and you see little houses on it. You see Aarakocra flying to and from the island.
Bat wings aren't really cruising wings. They're more flapping wings, right?
No, bats can glide.
Okay. I ruffle my wings a little.
You want to go?
This place just looks really cool. It's interesting. We should probably find a place to stay. Where were we told to go?
You were given an address.
Okay.
123 any street, I mean.
123 any street. That works. Okay.
Twistle.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of people around us at this point?
This town, it's not as hustle and bustle as Tabar is. It seems like there's a lot of action going on along the cliff face.
Mm-hmm.
But up here on the top overlooking the cliff face, it's a little quieter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's figure out where an inn is, I guess. Hang out. So I guess we'll just go in and
what
ask.
What time of day is it?
It's getting sunset.
Oh, okay.
Should we try and drop off our package first?
Or? Yeah, I mean, may as well. One or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, we're going to have to ask for directions.
So. Yeah, I guess maybe find our aunt and drop off our stuff and then go.
Yeah. So I'll look for a passing citizen.
Hello, I'm a passing citizen.
looking for this address and a place to stay for the night.
He says, oh, yeah, so that's, he says, that's on the cliff. He says, about six levels down.
Okay.
He says, first time here in Juba?
Uh-huh.
He says, well, there's only one inn to stay at then.
Why?
He says, hey, you gotta stay at the edge of the world.
Okay, why?
He says, the view.
Okay, where is it?
It's also on the cliff face. He says, two levels down.
Two levels down. So this is level one. Level six is like halfway down?
About so, yeah.
Okay, cool, thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, enjoy your time in Juba. The city of cliffs.
Thanks. They're very friendly here. I don't know how I feel about it. So the edge of the world is the place we can stay. And
so two levels down?
Yeah.
So let's find one of those elevators.
Yeah. Will the lions fit in the elevators?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You can also take there's a road that goes down the crisscrosses back and forth down, too. So.
You want to walk down? Just get an idea of the houses and stuff?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Okay. So, you take the cliff road down, kind of looking up at the Wizard's Tower as you go past.
Oh, is it on the top of the cliff?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I flip it off discreetly.
As you get down to the second, level two, you see a large inn that actually goes up to the top of the cliff face. You didn't realize it was one building built into the side of the cliff. You know, so the buildings have there's the road And then it looks like everything's been carved out into the cliff. So the building, there's a little alleyway that goes kind of, and it's essentially a cave.
Mm-hmm.
But the front of the building is facing the front, and you see all these windows facing out towards the ocean.
And it's the edge of the world in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just see a sign on the building that just says the edge of the world.
Okay.
Actually, it says welcome to the edge of the world.
The edge of the world. Okay.
So yeah, I'll go in and get a couple of rooms for the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And get some directions to our next place once we drop off our stuff.
Yeah. There is some stables to the side of it. They're able. The Arakocra lad that's running the stables looks at your beasts and says, "Oh wow, those are some fancy mounts." He says, "Haven't seen one of those since that Leonin troop came in town a few months ago."
Pretty cool, right?
Very cool. He says, he kind of ruffles his feathers. He says, says any special care instructions?
I don't think so.
Just take extra good care of Harold. He had a rough day, so some extra pampering if you've got any, like, good things to give him, or nice little bath, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. We washed all the acid off, so you won't burn your hands or anything.
Okay.
I brush my own shoulder where I clearly have an acid burn.
So he takes Harold and Briel?
Briel.
Briel. Back into their own little stalls, away from the other horses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what was your name, kid?
He says, my name is Cammy.
Cammy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doke.
And I scream, "Goodbye, Harry! Daddy will miss you!"
Oh no! Oh no! That's so funny. Okay, so Cammy, how much for the care of the horses or lions?
So, are you staying here at the edge of the world?
Yes.
It'll be included in your inn stay.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, kid.
Mm hmm. And he kind of discreetly holds out a hand.
I'll give him 2 copper.
Right.
Is that an insult?
It's not a lot, but he'll take it.
Okay.
He's a stable lad, so.
I'll give him a silver.
Oh, you're much nicer than me.
Well, I want Harry to be taken care of. He's my
Fair
sweet
enough.
Little boy.
I say 2 copper won't even buy a mug of ale, though. So.
Oh, it won't?
Mug of ale is about 4 copper.
Okay, I'll give him 4 copper then.
All right.
Okay.
So he takes the coins, he takes your lions back to their stalls.
Go inside and get rooms.
All right. As you walk into the inn, the large windows in the front fill with golden light from the golden hour of sunset,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which shines a bright light inside this room and all the patrons inside. You see, holding court at the bar is an innkeeper who seems to be talking with, you guess by their familiarity, some regulars, and they're just kind of laughing and chuckling. As he sees the two of you come in, he kind of gestures to them that he'll be back in a moment and walks over. He says, he's a tall human man, dark skin, short cropped black hair, and he says, hello. He says, welcome to the edge of the world. He says, I don't recognize your faces, so I'm guessing you're new here.
Yep.
So his name's Aldrin. I own and run the place.
Aldrin?
Aldrun, Aldrunn.
Start all the way over.
Ald.
Ld.
Runn.
Okay.
Aldrun.
Okey-doke.
He says, first time in my inn, is it your first time in the city?
First time in the city.
Yep.
He says, well, welcome to the city of Cliffs. He says, if you get drunk here tonight, I recommend you don't go outside. Says that's some first time advice. It's free for the lot of you. He says we haven't had to clean up one. We've had to clean up more than one unlucky sod who went stumbling out after dark.
And they just died.
A fall from that height, yeah.
But you don't have guardrails.
We do. He says, but city was built by Arakocra. They.
I I don't know if Tycho would be that horrified.
He says, most they have wings. A lot of the features here weren't built with non-winged folk in mind, though that shouldn't be a problem for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you do jump from the top, where do you land?
Right before the docks.
Okay, there's just like a helipad down there or something, like a landing pad?
There's a road.
Oh, just a road? Okay.
He says, it doesn't happen too often. I mostly bring it up lighthearted advice, but also don't get drunk and walk outside. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's ever happened at all is something.
He says, I agree. He says, were I to run for mayor, maybe I'd run on a campaign of putting in better handrails. He says, anyway.
Caitlin's just like, you own the place!
This tavern, yeah, he doesn't own the streets.
So you're saying that they're just out on the streets and they went over.
He's saying don't go walking up down the streets.
Yeah, it's not like they fell over.
I thought they went out on the patio and
No. There's a balcony upstairs, he says, that's perfectly safe.
Okay.
And he kind of points, there's some nets under it.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot more sense than just wanton disregard for human life.
He says, but you do notice that the streets, the cliffside street, like, it has like a little wall, but it is like, you know, if you're taller than the dwarf, it's below your center of gravity.
Yep. Okay. Got it. Cool. Well, I don't know if we asked yet for 2 rooms.
Oh, no problem at all. He says, rooms are a gold piece a night.
Oh, shit. That's expensive, right?
It's a little better than comfortable. Half as expensive as a wealthy room.
Oh, okay.
he says, you're paying for the view.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a question in my head to the DM. I didn't insult this man's business plan.
and he says, half a silver piece if you want food here.
Eat here?
Or 5 silver piece, half a gold, if you want food to eat here.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Yeah. Or 1 electrum, if you have any electrum.
5 silver, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Electrum. Who carries electrum? I didn't even put it on my D&D sheets. Silly.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So, he says, any questions about Ajuba? First time here? He says, I've been here pretty much my whole life, he says.
We're meeting a friend down on the 6th level, so we'll go.
Oh, wealthy friend.
I didn't know that, but I guess. Look, I already learned something.
He says, anybody that lives on the cliff wall is well-to-do.
Oh, so does everybody poor live all the way at the bottom?
At the top.
Okay.
He says, we're a respectful town. We do well for ourselves. You didn't actually notice, like, slums or anything.
Okay.
You know, like, modest houses at the top, but nothing, like, not, like, shacks or anything like that. Because we take care of our own.
Do we want more detailed instructions to where we're going, or we're just going to kind of wander and find it? It's getting later, so
let's go see what we can find.
Okay.
He says, if you're still here on King's Day, every King's Day there's exhibition fights in the arena. He says, if you're still here next weekend, he says they'll have conference fights.
What's the difference between an exhibition fight and a conference fight?
Exhibition fight is the home team. It's kind of more of a practice session. They're facing off against each other.
Mm-hmm.
A conference fight, he says, that's the league.
Okay.
He says, gladiators from all the different free cities come, you know, travel around and fight for glory in the rings.
Hmm. Sports ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, we'll be back for dinner.
Well, enjoy your time in Ajuba.
Thanks.
So go drop off our stuff and head on down to the 6th level?
Yeah, I feel like maybe connecting ourselves with this person, with people, is maybe not the best, unless we have no other choice.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. Right now we're just meeting someone rich, not someone rich and potentially a criminal. You know? So yeah, we do that. Drop off stuff and head on down.
Alright, so... So you head on down to the 6th level, passing a variety of shops that are built into the cliff wall. And after about level four, mm-hmm. It stops being shops and starts being homes, large estates that have, you know, kind of the wall fronts that are right there. They're usually two or three stories. And they have, you know, they go back into the cliff face but have walls that prevent you from, you know, seeing their backyards, as it were.
Okay.
You get to the address on level six and see a very lovely house, three stories. It's got, it looks like everything here on the cliff wall looks to be carved from stone, though the stone is painted a kind of bright marine blue color.
Hmm. Okay. I will go up and knock on the door.
Alright. You knock on the door, and I'm assuming you actually ring the bell. There's a, like a...
Whatever the preferred mode of entry is.
Yeah. So you ring the bell, you hear a series of chimes go off inside of the house, and after a few moments, a kind of slender elven woman wearing a fine but loose-fitting kind of toga-ish dress opens the door and says, "Ah, yes. Well, you arrived quickly. No dilly-dallying at all for the lot of you."
Hmm. Oh, good. We're expected.
She says, "Name is Isolde. Ruby told me you'd be coming and dropping off something of quite import to me. Shall you come in?"
Okay. I was going to take it out of my bag out here, but wait.
Can I do a perception check?
Hmm.
Insight, you mean?
Or insight, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. It just seems too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not helpful.
Can I roll one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the second natural 20 on that same 13. Die. I've already got it back. Wow. That same die rolled a natural 20 twice.
Nice. Good
what are fucking chances? 21.
You don't detect anything amiss.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, nice. So you come in to a very nice front room. There's a set of stairs, grand stairs, right in front of the door. She leads you up the stairs to the third story, to a sitting room with these very large windows that face the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is just dipping below the skyline. And she says, anything to drink? Brandy, wine, brandy wine.
Brandy Buck, toque.
Yeah. Ale.
Lemonade. I'll take some brandy.
Yeah, I'll take some brandy as well.
All right.
You said she was half elven?
Not full elven.
Elven, okay. Mm.
And she says, well, make yourself comfortable and I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
So you're in just, yeah, this large sitting room. There's the prominent feature is these great windows. There's bookshelves on the wall lined with dusty tomes.
It's just basically a sitting room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
After there's some chairs, a chaise lounge. and after a few months, she comes back in with a bottle and three glasses.
Mm-hmm.
She opens the cork and pours the glasses and invites you to grab one each.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I will take a sip and then take out the package from my bag of holding and hand it out.
She takes it, says, "Very good." And she sets it on the table, reaches into her pocket, and flips out two coin bags and hands them to each of you.
10 platinum again?
Yeah, each has 100 platinum in it.
100 platinum, right. I keep getting that wrong. In the money.
She says, Ruby mentioned that you all acquitted yourself well in busting out Cloudfang and his sidekick, Ollie.
Yeah.
Otto, what was his name?
Ollie's good. Yeah, if you ever see him, definitely call him Ollie.
She says, but she also mentioned that you were relatively new to the area.
I mean, Ajuba? Yeah, never been here.
Well, she was referring to Umfaloko. She says, but she didn't mention where you two were from.
Up north, further than that.
Tabar?
Somewhere around in there, yeah.
What about you?
I... Where was I from? Texum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I grew up in Texum.
The old city. She says, been to Texum a few times. The architecture is lovely, though. Aside from that, not much to do there.
You're telling me.
She says, well, anything else, or...
We were curious about the Wizard's Tower. Kind of an eyesore, isn't it?
She says they're all just phallus replacements.
That sounds exactly right.
She says, I don't have much respect for these wizards that hold themselves up in their towers and shut themselves off from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the wizards out and about very often, or their apprentices?
She says the wizards themselves don't often come down and mingle with the people, she says, though I have seen this one around in high society. He likes to think of himself as a patron of the arts. Most insufferable type of wizard. She says, I'm old Aithun.
Aithun? Huh?
A-I-T-H-O-N.
A-I-T-H-O-N?
Mm-hmm. Aithun.
That's his name?
Mm-hmm. She says, doddering old fool.
Hmm.
Do you know if he has any tabaxi apprentices?
I believe he does, yes. Just the one.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I've seen it running, seeing her running to and fro.
You've never caught her name before, right?
Can't say that I have, okay. Unfortunately. I just know that she has, what do you call them, sort of the tortoiseshell markings that some of your kind have.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta be honest, we're probably looking for that tabaxi.
She says, you would like some sort of covert arrangement in order to bump into them?
If you got one. She owes me some money. I don't know her real name, but we traced her here from Tabar.
Hmm. She thinks about it for a second and says, Rosewood.
Rosewood?
Don't write it down. And as she says it, a book flies into the room and into her hands.
Oh, okay. What?
She opens it up and flips through it. She says, yes, here we go. Ithan's assistant. She says, tomorrow's Queen's Day. On that day, usually around mid-morning, the assistant will go out and buy magical supplies for her master.
Where at?
She says there's a store that specializes in magical sundries, imports and exports. She says on the top of the cliff near the Wizard's Tower. It's called Eyes and Such.
Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They sell all those sort of rare components that wizards need. And presumably druids and other spellcasters as well.
Great.
Okay. Do you know the name of the tabaxi?
I have it written down here as assistant to Aithun, so I'm afraid I do not.
Okay. Cool.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, I'm not going to rough her up or anything. Just let her know how important it is to pay debts.
Does she owe you money?
Mm-hmm.
Roll me a deception check.
That's not a 20, but it's a 17. So that makes it a dirty 20.
She cocks an eye at that, but doesn't say anything else. She says, well, if you miss her at the magic supply shop, she kind of flips the page. It looks like midweek she often goes out for sundries, foods, and such like that from the general store. It says here, early afternoon, typically. She shuts the book and it flies up into the air and off into another room.
I imagine that this whole city is just her Stardew Valley game, and so she can just look at all of her notes about all the movements of all the citizens.
More or less.
Okay.
Nice. Well, I mean, let's head back to the inn and mm-hmm. get some good rest.
Yeah, if we do start looking,
she
to
says
work,
if you plant pumpkin seeds now, they'll be ready in about 60 days.
60 days, right? Remember that part. We're not looking for work at this very moment, but if we do, can we come back and talk to you here in the local area?
She says, I may not have jobs myself, but I could definitely put you in touch with those who might need assistance.
Okay, cool.
And of course, should you get into trouble, I will deny ever having met you.
Oh yeah, no, I'm about to go spend all the money you made me so they can't track it.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
And enjoy your time in Ajuba, I guess.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm going to go fly off that big-ass cliff. You want to join me? No.
How? I'm just a little tabaxi.
That's how Tony met his unfortunate end.
I can do it!
Aim for the bushes.
Oh, that's funny. So as we go outside, are there shops and stuff on the bottom that we can see?
Down near the docks.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't appear to be. It looks like that's more just warehouses and things like that.
Is it also after dark?
Yeah.
Okay, I should probably not fly in the dark.
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, you do have dark vision, so.
It's true, but other people in the dark will be harder to see until they're too close.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Tomorrow's good enough. What day is today?
The 8th of Grinning, Moon's Day.
It's Moon's Day, so tomorrow is
Queen's Day.
Nice. So we can scope out this eyes and such tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and see what's up there.
Sounds good.
That'll be interesting. Anything else we need in town?
Not that I can think of. I think we can probably just go back to the inn and maybe make some friends and
see what
get some food. And if it's boring, go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sounds good.
Right. So you head back to the edge of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As you come in, the place is picked up a bit since you were last here. There are people now in the hall, like cavorting and talking and drinking. You see there are some tables where people are playing dice and cards and things like that. And then you see a lot of people there's a set of stairs that goes up to the top, up to the balcony, and you see a lot of people kind of coming up and down those stairs.
Cool. Yeah, I think we'll get some dinner.
Get food.
So go up to a bar and ask for some food.
Yep, so you get a very seafood forward meal. crab cakes and kind of hush puppies and things like that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are the games and the card games and stuff, are they really rowdy? Are these all tourists?
You get the idea that there's definitely you can tell there's tourists and there's regulars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not rowdy. They seem pretty serious about the games.
Okay. Do you want to play some dice?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we're done with dinner, we'll take mm-hmm. our ales and go find some dice to play.
Yeah.
Or a table.
Okay, so
I don't know how you play dice other than Yahtzee, but the game says I can play a game of dice, whatever that means.
So go ahead and roll me. Let's call it an intelligence dice set. So if you have dice,
well, that's unfortunate.
What do you got as your?
I mean, I have a dice set, but my intelligence is -1.
But you get to add your proficiency if you have dice.
Okay. So that for me is 13.
You guys make 6 gold.
Nice. Like each?
Yeah.
Oh wow. That ran really well.
Yeah, it takes a few hours, but
nice. Okay.
I'm going to pause for a second because I used the bathroom.
Yep.
So, you all are in the... you all finish your evening playing dice, I assume, and then head to bed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's anything of interest. Does anything fun happen?
You guys make 6 gold coin apiece? That's pretty fun.
That was pretty fun.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I don't need to cause any trouble.
So you head to bed, and have an uneventful night's sleep, and it is the 9th of Granny.
Yay. Queen's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Cool. So this is going to be around mid-morning?
It's when, it's when the assistant...
Midday.
It's around noon.
So, I guess we get started and go look for this place, eyes and such, and...
Yep.
See where it's at.
Yep.
Great, so you'll get breakfast and head back to the top of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just across the street from the Wizard's Tower, you see a shop called Eyes and Such.
Okay.
It's got a... The E's in the word eyes are two little cartoon eyes.
It's cute.
And as you open the door, just the strong sense of scent of incense wafts out. As you find yourself in a dimly lit room filled with all manner of spell component.
Nice.
You see a section that's just feathers. You see jars of eyes. Bits and bobs of metal. You see a display case locked, of course, with pearls in it.
With what it locked?
Pearls.
In? Pearls, okay. Okay. Well, if you want to look in around in here, I'm going to go case around and case the joint.
All right, so you're looking around. You see a display of moss, just like a large display that's covered in moss. As you get near it, it turns around, and you see a large troll standing there. And the troll says, "Welcome to my shop."
Oh, hello.
Good morning. Yes. He says, "Are you here for spell components, eyes, and such?"
I mean, really, I'm just a tourist, so I'm curious about anything that you have that's...
You have a wizardly look about you.
I am a wizard. See my hat?
The hat's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. do you have anything that is local to the area that might be interesting that I can't get elsewhere?
He says... I am sure there are many things here that would be hard to gather elsewhere. Anything specific you're looking for? Any spells you're looking to cast that you need the components for? He says perhaps you just need parchment and inks. We sell that as well.
I think I've got parchment and ink. I guess I'll look at some of your potions.
Oh, we do not sell potions here.
Oh, you don't? That's interesting.
This is
just for spells.
Components and things for spells, yes. Do good business. Lots of wizards come and go. Come in from ships and visitors to the tower. It says, many tabaxi from Umfaloko, yes.
There's lots of wizards from Umfaloko?
There's wizards everywhere.
I guess. You said for potions that you weren't going to worry about the components unless they cost money?
Yeah.
Okay. And so...
I don't think you have any spells currently that require components that you don't have.
That's what I was thinking, too.
What are you doing to me?
Well, here's a diamond and a pearl. I think I have the pearl. I don't know that I have the diamond for the chromatic orb.
Oh, well, how expensive of a diamond does it require?
50 gold.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do that. Do you have a diamond?
He shifts his eyes to the left and shifts his eye to the right. Because we do have diamonds, yes, so...
I need one for my chromatic orb spell.
He says, oh, yes. Diamonds have become very popular lately. Is there the key to resurrection?
Oh. Creepy.
Yeah. Good news for you, though. I do have some diamonds.
Oh, thank you.
I have a strong one diamond per customer limit, though.
Oh.
Is only fair.
Oh, because they're in such high demand?
Yeah.
Okay.
And do not try to disguise yourself and come back and buy a second diamond. I'll know.
I would never think of trying to swindle you.
Well, not much of a swindling, but it would not be fair nonetheless.
Okay. So how much for the diamond?
Well, you tell me how much for chromatic orb... I believe requires diamond worth about 50 gold pieces.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if maybe I could get it for cheaper. It's just always...
A tricky warning on that spell. A diamond has to be paid for 50 gold pieces. If you pay 45 gold pieces for the diamond, the spell does not work.
Technically, that's not what it says. It says a diamond of... worth 50 gold. So if you negotiate, it doesn't actually change the intrinsic value.
It's such a weird thing to be like, the diamond has to be worth this much, but what if diamonds are in demand?
Yeah, right? Okay, so I give you 50 gold.
Yes, you give me 50 gold, or 5 platinum, or 500 silver, and I give you a diamond.
So you hand it to him?
Yeah.
Paying gold or are you playing platinum?
Gold.
He counts it out on the table. And then he puts it in a strange box for a second and pulls it back out and then slides it into a bag.
Hmm. Counterfeit proofing.
A lot of wizards, a lot of sneaky ass wizards trying to pass off, you know, copper as gold.
That's hilarious.
I
fucking love it.
He says, alright. He says, wait here. I go get diamond. Do not steal anything.
Okay.
If you steal anything, I will know.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's some room behind the counter with some beads. He goes through the beads and disappears. What do you do while he's gone?
I don't know. Just look around.
Okay. So yeah, you look around at all these fantastical bits and bobs, and after a few moments, you hear a loud ka-chunk sound, and then a...
Like an alarm?
And then... Ka-chunk.
Oh, like a bolt. Kind of a...
And then you footsteps, and he comes back out, and he hands you a small diamond.
He says, this is worth the, your component for your spell. Here you go.
Nice.
Should I... can I do a deception check?
You want to appraise the diamond to see if it is... let's call that an intelligence check.
Okay. Yeah. Natural 20.
Ooh, nice!
Oh, you already had your coin, don't you?
I thought you got rid of it.
I think I got rid of it.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tinku.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a diamond that looks like it'd be worth 50 gold pieces.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much. Pleasure doing business with you.
After you are done inspecting it, says, I'm no cheat. I give you what you'll pay for.
I appreciate it. And then I'm just going to keep kind of like looking around.
Okay.
He says, is there anything else you wish to purchase? Maybe something I can help you find?
Not anything in particular, just browsing.
He says, do you need feathers for hideous laughter spell? I have feathers for hideous laughter spell.
Not right now, but I'll let you know if that changes.
How long do you stay?
I mean, so the tabaxi doesn't show up?
Not yet.
I mean, you could also just wait outside.
I could. I think I'll kind of wander around for, like, 30 minutes until I really feel like I've overstayed my welcome.
He makes it very clear. I mean, after about 15 minutes, he starts kind of every few minutes just asking you what he can help you find with an increasingly pointed tone. Finally, Abba Hafharamarg,
he says, I know a good cafe that you could sit at nearby if you're looking for a place to stay during the day, but
this isn't it. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I have not put anything down.
Is this troll just Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy?
I guess a little bit.
Well, thank you for all of your help. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the diamonds. And I'll definitely be back if I need anything else. Well, actually, why don't I ask him about the tabaxi? There's another, tortoise shell tabaxi wizard that comes in. Do you know if she's coming in today, or were you expecting her today?
Roll me a persuasion check. At what point do you ask him this, after the half hour or before the half hour?
Well, I mean, after the half hour, like, I kind of say, I was hoping I'd run into somebody.
Roll 2d20. Okay. And tell me what both results are.
Two natural 20s.
That's a 9 and a 15.
Okay.
And it's a persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
So plus 2, so 11 and 17.
He says, oh, you were waiting for this one, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I heard she might be
he
here.
He says, has she caused your heart to go pitter-patter?
No, not exactly. She's part of my family.
Oh. Did not want to make assumptions that all tabaxi are related.
I appreciate that.
He says, expecting her anytime.
Do you mind if I hang out here, or do you still want me to go to the cafe?
He says, there's a nice bench up front. Comfortable to sit on.
Okay. Would you like anything from the cafe? I could get you a beverage, or a scone, or...
We are not friends. I would not be comfortable taking such things from you.
That's fine. I just try to be friendly.
Do not wish to be in your debt.
I appreciate the information that you shared with me, so it wouldn't be a debt.
I will take a latte.
Will do. And I'll go out and give him a latte across the street at the cafe.
Okay. All right. So you come back in 15 minutes later, and silver piece pour.
Mm-hmm.
Marked down a silver piece.
Oh.
And hand him the latte.
There you go. Thanks again for the information.
You can wait in store if you wish.
Ha!
Thank you.
I'm going back to do accounting now.
Okay.
And he kind of goes back to where you originally saw him and like puts his back to you, and once again, it just looks like a pile of moss.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So I'll just kind of walk around and see if there's anything else of interest to see.
All right, well, you do that. Meanwhile, Taika.
Yeah?
You're just kind of scouting around outside while like my cat rubs his face into your shoe.
Such good shit. He's going to wear it like a hat. Yeah.
He's like, no, don't look at me while I do it.
Yeah, I'll just scout around. Because you said the wizard tower was just across the street, mm-hmm. basically.
Okay, are you trying to lay low, or are you...
Nothing ties me to anything here, so I'll just walk around. Okay. Look like a tourist.
Roll me a perception.
Balls. 8. And we already established that my thing does not cover this. Yeah. 8.
What does your thing cover? I forget.
Insight, history, and something else. Wisdom-based, I think. Insight, investigation, and history.
Mm. Okay. All right, so you scout around. You don't see anything mm-hmm. out of the usual.
Okay.
After about 45 minutes, you see... the Wizard Tower has no obvious doors on it. And after about 45 minutes, you see a tabaxi woman with tortoiseshell markings just appear at the base of the tower
mm-hmm.
out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a large wicker basket, and she appears to be heading across the street to the...
Does she look happy? Bummed? Can I get a read off of her?
Probably an insight check.
Fuck! Fuck! Insight... That's a 9, but I'm going to go ahead and use a super die mm-hmm. to add. Oh, okay. Yeah. So 9 plus 6, 15.
All right. So you can see that she's... She looks very intentionally neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Though you catch just the hint of a frown, like she's mm-hmm. not happy.
Okay. Is she coming towards me?
Yeah, she's going to walk past you to get to the ties and such.
Okay. Well, as she's walking past me, I'd be like, you look beautiful today. And just give her a wink.
Roll me a persuasion check.
I just want to see what she does. So, persuasion, 11. She thinks I'm joking. Great.
She stops for a sec and says, thank you.
Yes.
And she says, I gotta go.
Have a great day.
You
I made her extremely uncomfortable.
You as well.
Okay, so as she goes in the door, I'm going to pause for just a second. Does the door have, like, an open-close sign on it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the inside, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to, since I know Tony's still in there, does the door have a bell on it?
It does.
Okay, looking at the door and having been out here for, like, almost an hour now, do I think I could open that door enough, flip that sign... And not make that bell go off?
Possible. You'd have to roll some. You'd have to roll for it.
Okay. You know, I knew I'd have to roll for it, but I didn't want to roll something
that
would require like a 25 DC. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's like instead of in your well.
Oh, okay. Sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sleight of hand. Okay.
It's dex based.
Nope, not great. Sucks. That's a 10.
Okay. You open the door. The bell rings a little bit, and you flip the sign and shut it.
Okay. Shit. All right, well, in that case, I'm going to stand like this with my back to the door and just with my heel up against it, mm-hmm. not, like, pushing on it or anything, but just so there's enough pressure that I'll know if somebody tries to open the door so I can keep them from leaving.
Okay.
And I'll just post up.
You hear the door open. You see a tabaxi walk in with Torty markings. and she calls out. She says, Bengali, it's me. Here for my usual. The troll, the Mountain of Moss, turns around and says,
hello, magpie. The usual for you today, yes.
And she says, usual. Extra Eye of Newt this week.
Oh, extra Eye of Newt. Yes. We'll put it on your master's dad. Also, this one is looking for you. He points at you.
Oh!
She looks at you and she says, I'm sorry, do I know you?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So, Magpie is the name of my sister?
And as you say that, the shopkeeper walks between the two of you and says, excuse me. And he reaches over you and he grabs a jar of eyes and he grabs it and then just sort of walks.
excuse me. Yeah, so were you born in Umfaloko?
She freezes. And she says, do I know you?
Do you remember Cloudfang or Thundercloud?
She says, I'm sorry, I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Thundercloud.
She, says, oh, well, she says, Bengali, I'm just gonna come back later, and she goes for the door.
I will, if she makes it out, I will shoulder check in.
Are you gonna hold the door shut, or are you gonna...
No, because the door opens in, right?
Yeah.
So I just got my heel on it to know if it opens, and then I can do this to be in the way of whoever's coming out. Right. Just, like, with my
shoulder. All right, so she bumps into you, and she's like,
I will, like, hold her.
Yeah.
And I just say, hey, I'd really like to talk to you. Can we get a cup of tea or coffee? I just would like 10 minutes of your time, please.
She says, I can't be seen with you. And she starts casting a spell.
Okay.
Ooh, can I hold her hands to stop her from casting?
Roll me a strength. Call it an athletics.
Ooh, I keep rolling like garbage. That one needs to just get the fuck away from me. Athletics? Still a 12?
She rolled a natural 2, so.
Okay, good. So I will stop her from.
She says, help! I'm being kidnapped!
You're not being kidnapped. And I push her back in.
People, like, on the street do notice this, though.
I push her back in and close the door and put
it's okay, she's my sister!
The troll is just obliviously just shoveling, like, has the eyes open and he's just pouring them into a container.
I totally understand.
She seems to be, like, hyperventilating. She's like, "Why? Well, I need to go. I can't stay here with you.
You're just shopping.
We'll let you go.
I want to go back. I gotta go back.
We'll let you go. I'd just really like to spend some time with you. Can you get away later this evening? Maybe when it's not so conspicuous?"
She says, "Why would I want to spend time with you?
Why wouldn't you?"
She says, "You're evil."
What?
She says, "And I don't want any part in whatever dark cult scheme this is."
You're the one in a cult. You're the one that was stolen as a child.
I was rescued. I was rescued as a child from whatever culty business you all have. She says, "Please let me go."
Can I convince her that I'm not in a cult? Like,
you're gonna have to roleplay it and then roll for it. So.
Okay. I promise to you that I am not in a cult. You, me, and the rest of our siblings were all taken advantage of when we were very young. I believe we're all beholden to wizards. I escaped. So did Cloudfang.
Very appropriate for thee.
I've seen him. He's doing okay. He lives in Umfaloko. And I'm just trying to get us back together again and trying to figure out what happened.
Roll a persuasion check.
Can I assist in any way? Like, do I feel like me adding to my voice to this would help at all? No? Okay.
You're the one that's holding her right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay,
so
okay, 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 okay.
The less she thinks about you, probably the better for
okay,
this role.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I'm gonna use my...
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
And I'm gonna use different. Aw, damn it.
One coin per roll.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I thought you could do multiples.
It's fuck.
Four.
Wait, what was the first one?
I think it was a 2 + 2.
Oh, it was the same roll?
Yeah.
Fuck.
She says, if I go with you, I will bring about the end of the world, and I cannot have that.
What?
The troll comes over with a large, with her basket filled up. There you go.
I don't want to scare you, so I'll let you go, but I really want you to think about this, and I would really like to see you again. I'm going to be in town for the next few days. Please leave a message here if you'd like to see me.
She says, my master said that you would come. He said that you would use honeyed words. And he said if I went with you, that it would cause the destruction of the world.
Yes, tabaxi kittens don't cause the end of the world. Wizards out of control do.
Has your wizard ever lied to you?
No. He is fair and just, and he sees the future. And she says, I really have to go.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that I found you, and if you change your mind, please come back here and leave me a message to tell me when to meet you and where.
She says, okay, but it's not going to happen because I don't want to end the world. And she's trying to get out the door. You let her go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to freak her out.
It was way too late for
that. Well, I don't want to freak her out more. Like, I don't think that there's going to be anything that I can do that's not going to, like, severely traumatize her. She genuinely thinks that us being together is going to end the world. I just want her to, like, think about it for a little bit, because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you let her go, and she runs back across the street, and then runs straight into the tower and disappears.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can I just ask the troll if he would be willing to keep a message if she does stop by again and asks to leave a message?
He says, I could do that, yes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
So, I'm in the shop now, so I'm just gonna kind of lean over and be like, so, what do you think of that wizard up in that tower?
His coin spins as good as anybody else's does.
Have you ever seen him? Does he spend any of his own actual coin here with you? Or does he always send her?
I have not met him, no.
Hmm.
But every month his tab is settled.
That's useless. Sounds to me like this guy's a piece of shit, but...
I mean, he probably is. I'm just trying to figure out. I think the next step is getting into the tower somehow.
There's no way we're going to get in the tower. Fair. There's no way.
Fair.
There's, yeah. I mean, Taika would know that, right? You don't fuck around with a wizard's tower.
I mean, not if you value your life, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
Like, we didn't even go in the district where the wizard tower was. Like,
fair.
Doing our business was not business done in that district. You know what I mean?
That's you could probably get in it.
There was another...
Die.
There was another day that she was going to come out when she goes grocery shopping midweek.
Midweek, yeah. To the general
store.
So,
I guess maybe we just wait till midweek and see if maybe I can catch her again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in the interim, maybe get some intel about that wizard to help convince her. Because I was hoping she would take my word for it, but it sounds like she's going to need some more proof.
Throwing it out there, you may not convince this one until there's more of you available.
Fair.
She looked like she was going to have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah.
And...
Well, you know, torties.
What does that have to do with anything?
They're highly excitable.
Okay. Didn't look like the color of her fur was probably the reason she's excitable, though. Looks
well,
like
it
she's
contributes
been,
to it.
Been fucked over in the head. You don't get like that just for nothing, you know. I really hate this fucking wizard. I hate them all now.
So I'm gonna kind of go, I think I just want to go back to the inn and just kind of like decompress with what just happened. And maybe figure out what we're gonna do next. Like, I'm not really sure whether I continue to go and convince her or if we call this a lost cause and move on. It's just hard.
Well, we can always come back, you know.
Yeah.
If we, I mean, I think like you said, stay a couple days and see what happens. I don't think you're gonna get her out of there without a crowbar and maybe punching her several times.
Well, and I don't necessarily mean like, I guess what you're saying is, you're not saying getting her out of there, like getting her out of the Wizard's Tower altogether, but like that I won't see her again, maybe even for the grocery shopping she's supposed to do.
I think, I mean, we should definitely see, but I think there's a very good chance that's what happens.
Okay.
Because she, I mean, the way she talked, she's telling him right now what happened.
Yeah.
So we should be on guard, but she's telling him right now that she talked to you.
Yeah.
Because she thinks the world's going to end. That's fucked up. That's real fucked up.
But also, is she actually going to tell him if she thinks that it would be her fault? Because she was with me? Like, is she going to tell him?
I just got the impression that she's 100% on his side.
100%. Right, I do too, but I think she's also on the side of saving her own butt.
I don't know, did it seem like she was guilty or terrified? Like,
both.
Roll me an insight check.
Yeah, Natural 20.
Wow.
Can she get her inspiration back? Because I rolled a nat 20. That's the third one tonight.
You mostly got fear when you were talking to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the idea that she believes what she is saying.
Any hint of guilt, though? Like, obviously fear, this will happen, but, like, I don't know. It was a short conversation, so.
You don't get the idea that, like, she felt guilty for talking to Tony.
Uh-huh.
You get the idea that she was afraid, she was legitimately afraid of what would happen if you talked to Tony.
Uh-huh. And she said, the world will end if you talk to me, is what she said? Like a basic conversation?
Basically, yeah. Like, if they stay together, the world will end.
Right. And the dark magic. Like, that I was into dark magic.
She was into the dark cult.
Dark cult, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no feelings about this at all.
That's somebody who's been real, real fucked over. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
So, yeah, I mean, we can try and find out if there's some more jobs or something to do. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that's a wait-and-see kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, what time is it?
It's just afternoon.
Just afternoon? Okay. Well, if you want to decompress, I'm going to go look around.
Yeah, I'm going to go cry in my room.
Fair enough. Take some alcohol.
Yeah.
All right, so while Tony wails in his room. what do you do, Tony?
I just want to see if I can find, like, the hot spots, the dirtier part of town, where probably the smuggling comes in and out. Like, obviously the docks, but, like, the darker side of town. Like, places where crime happens. Just kind of get the lay of the land. Definitely going to, if I gotta go to the docks, I'm gonna jump off that fucking cliff immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, as soon as I say bye to Tony, whee!
He's there crying, and you're just like, this is the best ever!
No, it's as you're walking back down to our level, you just see Tyka, woo! I told you I was going to do it. But see if I can find somebody who knows what they're about. Not some, like, low-level kid or anything. Mm-hmm. Presumably someone that was about my level in Tabar, and see what they have to say about the wizard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Roll me a... Let's call it an insight check.
Balls. Big old balls. That's an 8.
Do you want to spend one of your superiority dice on it?
What time of day is it?
Afternoon. Yeah, you have them all back.
No, I don't.
You guys just took a long rest.
Yeah, I didn't do the long rest things. So I have all my hit points back.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of the long rest.
Yeah, you slept in a posh hotel room, you.
Yeah, okay. Yes, in that case, I will go ahead. And use. That was a very jump. So, what did I say? 8. So, 16. No. 12. Still not great.
Alright. So, yeah, you talk to one of the local street urchins. You know, just kind of a cut purse. Not like. you're not able to find anybody like too high up or anything like that. But, he says, what do you want to know?
I want to know about that wizard.
He says, what's it worth to you?
Do you have anything worth knowing, child?
Do you have anything worth giving?
I got a copper piece if you tell me if you know anything worth...
Well, I don't know a lot for that.
Uh-huh. I can't imagine that a street urchin knows much about a wizard.
You're the one asking.
How much to get me to somebody who actually knows something about the wizard?
He says, I think a crown would look nice on me.
Is that a gold?
Yeah.
I'll give you 2 silver.
You should save me in a crown.
Highway robbery over here. Do I get the idea this kid's gonna fucking know anything? He's a street kid, right? What is he, 12?
Yeah, 12.
If that?
I mean, he may not know something, but he definitely knows who might know something.
Okay. I'll give you 5 silver for the name of somebody who knows something.
Crown, and I'll take you to him.
I keep the crown until we get there.
Show it to me first.
Show it to him. Put it back in my hand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, if you'll give me the crown, you'll regret it.
Huh?
Says, if you don't give me the crown, you'll regret it.
Sure. Let's go.
So he, you're down by the docks.
Okay.
And he takes you into a warehouse built into the side of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And as you walk in, you see there's some doors and stuff to the side. He goes to a door and does kind of a unique knock on it, quietly, so that you can't hear it. You know, scowls back at you as he does it. The door opens, gestures.
Okay.
And you're into a long hallway that goes deep into the cliffside. At the end of the hallway, there's another door. He says, he knocks on the door. He says, someone here to ask about the wizard. And the little peephole opens up. And The deep voices. Okay, Joffrey. Send her in. And the door opens.
I want to take a second, and do I, like, smell blood or anything, like, decaying?
You smell body odor. Nothing decaying. No blood or anything like that. When the door opens, standing behind it is an ogre.
Okay.
So He's maybe 8 or 9 feet tall, broad-shouldered, built like a brick shit house, just all muscle. And the kid looks at you and says, "Gold piece, please."
I'll look at the ogre and say, "Can you actually give me answers?" And I'll hold the gold piece out.
"So I'm going to take you to who can."
I'll give the gold piece to the kid.
"Okay, so it's a pleasure doing business with you," and he scampers down the hallway.
"Bye, shithead." I'll follow the ogre in.
So you follow the ogre in.
Mm-hmm.
So the ogre leads you back into a dark room and just says, "Where are you from?"
"Tabar."
"That tracks." And he goes and knocks on the door and he says, "Someone to see about the wizard, boss." "I'll send him in."
"Oh."
"Her." "Well, it's just send them in, whoever it is."
"What was your name?" I asked the ogre.
"My name's Punch."
"Punch? Great. One of my favorite activities, Punch."
He says, "That's good."
I love it. Okay, I go in.
All right. So you go into the room. There's a large desk. And behind the desk, you see a... looks to be a halfling. He's wearing a very fine kind of suit. And he's got a cigar. He says, "Come in, have a seat, have a seat."
"How's it going?"
And he says, "Name's the Broker. Who are you?"
"The Broker? Is this guy... is this... are you Firefly theming him right now?"
"No."
"Okay."
He says, I mean, subconsciously, maybe.
Because he gave me very, what's the little weasel head's name in
Badger?
Persephone? Badger. He gave me very Badger vibes. Just in my head.
Badger.
Badger.
He says, "So you're going up to some padfoot about a wizard?" He says, "Obviously you're new to town, otherwise you'd know not to talk to those little shits." He says, Punch here says you're from Tabar.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "You made up there? With one of the families?"
"Yeah. Made out on my own, though, now."
He says, "Voluntary or involuntary?"
"A little of this, a little of that. Who's counting?"
"Me."
"Yeah?"
"Yeah, the person sitting across from you that's got information you want."
"Does it matter? I'm in your town visiting. This is a vacation tour for me."
He says,
"First time I haven't worked since I was 6 years old."
He says, "Just like to know who I'm doing business with, that's all."
"Name's Yana, and I will slide a gold across. And that's my history."
He says, "9 more of those, and we got ourselves a deal."
"I will bring it back. Just so you know I'm serious, I'll put a platinum out."
"See, now that's the language I can talk to." He puts it in his pouch. "What do you want to know about the wizard?"
"What's his fucking deal? Is he a good guy, saving the world? Or is he a piece of shit going out and kidnapping kids?"
"You mean like his assistant?"
"Mm-hmm."
Says, "Yeah, he's that indentured tabaxi. There's no one supposed to know about it, but..."
"Mm-hmm."
"Says, I'll know all sorts of things down here by the docks."
"Mm-hmm."
He says, "I guess I should let you know. Ithan thinks himself the hero."
"Mm-hmm."
"But I think he's crazier than a shithouse rat."
"Awesome."
"Claims to be able to see the future."
"Okay."
"I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's just doing a bunch of hallucinogenics and narcotics and believe anything when you're in that state."
"Mm-hmm, mm-hmm."
That said, he's been living in that tower for about 30 years.
Okay.
No, 40 years, I guess, would be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he never really comes out of it."
"Somebody said he did some high-flouting, like, balls and shit. Like, goes out and sees the people."
"Who said that?"
"Is this you asking me, or the broker?"
Both, I think, at this point.
"You, so when we met Isolde, she said that He goes out. Maybe I misunderstood you then? Because yeah. I thought that you said that he went out to, like, fancy dinners and shit.
Oh, he thinks he's part of high society. He's a patron of the arts.
Patron of the arts. Okay. That's
yeah, he does go out to fancy dinners and stuff.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But he doesn't, he doesn't like walk around town or anything like that.
No, yeah, I just meant high society. He like goes out to like see people in like fancy things.
Oh yeah, he'll have fundraisers and things like that, but
fundraisers?
He'll buy artwork, he is a patron to several of the artists in town. He said there's a statue commemorating the Aarakocca trade industry.
Mm-hmm.
That he financed. As far as like, yeah, he doesn't like walk around or town or anything like that.
Okay.
He says, you looking to do business with him or off him?
I'd love to fuck him up, but that's probably not at my current abilities.
It's good to know your limitations, kid. He says, so what do you want to know about him?
Well, you gave me most of what I wanted. He's been there about 30 years.
40, sorry.
40? Yeah. Okay. And that tabaxi, he's been up there probably about as long, right?
About 35?
Mm-hmm. As long as I know him. Do you have an interest in that one?
Just happened to meet her. She seemed pretty fucking terrified and a little unhinged herself.
I'm sure he's got her head full of portents and visions.
Yeah. Anybody else he got fucked up that way?
He says, well, there was an apprentice that used to work for him and left in kind of a huff.
Okay. Who was that?
He says it was an Aarakocra woman, had been there for about 20 years or so. Name was Eris.
Eris? E-R-I-S?
A-E-R-I-S, yeah.
Oh, so many different vowels. A-E-R-I-S. You know where she went?
Yeah, she's on the island.
Okay, like right in here?
Yeah.
Area? Okay. Her name was Eris?
Mm-hmm. She was there for, I'd say 20 years or more, but they had some sort of falling out, and she flew off.
Okay.
It was over there now.
Interesting. She's still over there? Like, if I wanted to go talk to her?
Last I heard.
How do I get over there?
Got wings, don't you?
Yeah, technically. Is that the only way to get over there? Take a boat, right?
No ferries go there. The Aarakocra don't really like outsiders over there.
So I would stick out like a sore fucking thumb, huh?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Any way to get a message over there? Grab a Aarakocra kid and ask them to send a message?
Got a paper bird?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. I keep forgetting those exist. It's crazy.
But yeah, no, she's a... Yeah, Airy Island, that's the name of it. She's over on Airy Island.
Okay. Anything else interesting about the wizard?
He says, aside from the fact he's a patron of the arts and that he thinks he can see the future, he's blind.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't think it's ever slowed him down any.
Yeah, wizard folk, right?
But aside from that, not a whole lot.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think he... I think that might be part of the reason he invests so heavily in the arts, is he wants to... That's not common knowledge. In fact, I probably should have charged you more than the platinum piece for that one. call that. We'll just say I let that one slip.
Yeah, we're new friends. Okay. You think nobody else, not a lot of people know that he's blind, though?
He says it's not common knowledge, no.
Doesn't really matter, though, to wizard folk, right?
They have ways of seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, on the off chance that it's possible, do you know way into the tower?
He says there's a password you have to know. Okay. He says, and you can walk right in.
Do you know it?
He says, can you afford it?
What does it cost?
He says, it's pretty risky giving it out. He says, but, he says, for 10 more of those, he says, I'm willing to...
So 1,000 gold?
100 gold.
10 platinum?
Is 100 gold.
100 gold?
That's a lot.
That's 10 platinum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we just made
a... We just made a fuck ton of money. I will slide over... I'll slide over 9. New friend discount?
Roll me persuasion check.
Hey, that's pretty good. Persuasion? 19.
He squints his eyes a little bit and says, we'll count the first platinum as part of that payment.
That works.
He says, it's just because your boldness amuses me. it's Isago. E-I-S-A-G-O.
E-I-S-A-G-O?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isago. Okay. Alrighty. Any work you got to earn me that platinum back?
He says,
I like to punch things and stab them.
He says, I can see that. He says, come back in a couple days.
Okay.
He says, we'll see what I got.
I got one other with me that I'll be coming with. Or, well, there'll be one other with me on the job.
You can bring a friend.
Can I? Is that another 10? Is that another platinum entry fee?
He says... Pretty sure Punch can handle 2 as easily as he can handle 1.
Punch is great. Awesome. Thanks for your help.
Mm-hmm.
And did I get his name? The Broker.
Mm-hmm.
What was your name again?
The Broker.
Yeah. Never hurts. I didn't give him my name, did I?
You did, Yana.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Didn't remember. Okay, cool. Cool. All right, I will head
Pretty
back
sure
out.
He did. I'll double check when I listen back.
Yeah,
let you know.
I don't think he asked for it. He just asked where I lived, but either way.
All right, well, anyway, I got stuff to attend to. Platinum to spend.
I'm coming back for that.
All right.
He said come back in a couple days, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I will head up.
All right, you head back.
Mm-hmm.
Funny,
mm-hmm.
You're in the room wailing.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Yana can hear me, like, as she gets closer and closer to the game. Like, at first she... Is that... And then... Oh, God. And she, like, walks in and everybody is just like...
Thankfully the rooms are a little more soundproof than that.
Through the glass pane. Like, just... Dum, 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 on your door.
Yes.
You're keeping the whole inn up.
And as you're sitting there in your bed, yowling,
hey, no.
The window open with the sea breeze coming in. Something dark comes through the window and forms this shade at the foot of your bed. This shade-like creature pulls out a shadow dagger.
Ah! Am I there?
Ah! No. And it just says, "Die, Deathbringer," and that's where we'll end our session.
No!
Yeah.
Fuck! Am I not there?
You're not there.
Shit! What? Christopher Fairfield, I am going to need you to get out.
Luckily, you only have to wait till Thursday. So.
Shit!
I thought it was my sister.
I think it might be! I'm just saying!
I mean, it might be, but she's under the influence.
I know!
she doesn't mean what she does.
Oh, Lord. Oh, here we go.
Alright.
Holy shit.
Well, we'll pick back up there on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
I realize tomorrow's like a team.